Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Emerging Forest, a safe place where we have the freedom to think about life without judgment. We take a look at society, we examine it, and we allow for the possibility of something new, something different. And now, here's your host, Alan Ritter.
Welcome, everyone. This is the first show in December of 2019, and it happens to be Sunday night, December 1st. And this show is called Holiday Hell Support. And it's for anyone who feels left out and desperate as a result, or maybe you have been looking at accomplishments of other people and how they measure up to society's accomplishment punch list, and you don't measure up to that accomplishment list. You're doing something else, or you're just not married, successful career, house, children, whatever benchmark is not in your life. Family, cozy group of friends. And this is not just something for the holiday, but it is the intensity of these feelings is amplified during the holidays. And I was reminded of these feelings in my past, and sort of transported back to that perspective by several incidents that happened in the towns about where I live. I live in Oakland, New Jersey, and several days ago in Haddon Heights, there was an older gentleman, I believe, who put himself in front of the train. Initially, I haven't followed up with it, but initially they were calling it a suicide. It's someone in their upper 60s. And then, in addition to that, there was the town to the west of me, Collingswood, police finding a corpse along the Cooper River Park along the waterline. And maybe not so much for the drowning victim, if that in fact was the cause of death, but most assuredly, I can insinuate that maybe this is all insinuation. My take is the elderly gentleman. But for whatever reason, be it that was actually what happened or what the contributing factor was, I took it, or I was caused to say, hey, Alan, you should do a show on this, because there are people out there who don't fit and don't know why they don't fit, and don't know their value, and don't know that they should feel proud of themselves, and don't know that they should love themselves, and don't know that they are cared for just as much as anyone else is cared for, because they don't have my eyeballs. So for however long this program goes, and the minimum amount of time is about 53 more minutes, I want to try to give you a little bit of my perspective on life and why it allows me to live outside of the mold, why it allows me to live past my initial perspective, which was I wasn't measuring up, and there wasn't any reason to keep going on because I didn't measure up. So this is a call-in program. If you are listening on the internet, and you want to call in to either listen or to talk, the number is 646-564-9714. Once again, that number is 646-564-9714. And you can call and just listen. I'll chat with you for a second and say, hey, do you want to chat or do you want to just listen? And you can just listen if you want to. But you can also talk. We can also discuss, you know, what's going on in your life. We can discuss whatever you want to discuss. So at some point in my life, prior to 2014, up until I was 53 years old, I thought that benchmarks of accomplishment in society were prefixed. That you needed to be married, you needed to have a family, you needed to have a loving extended family, you needed to go on vacations, you needed to have a nice job. And there was a set, you know, you need to have the following things in order to be, you know, in order to, you know, check a certain number of boxes and feel good about yourself. And if you didn't have those things, there was something wrong with you. So I remember when I had a professional job, and the people who were, you know, younger than me or around about my age, would come in and announce they were getting married. I would go home and I would feel horrible And on the surface, I felt they had betrayed me. But what I realize now is I was avoiding feeling badly about myself, but I still, inside, I was saying, hey, Alan, you're not measuring up. These people are continuing to accomplish things in life, and you're not. Well, this progressed to a certain point in my life, and I had a midlife crisis. I walked away from that job. I got in trouble. I came back home to care for my mother after I got in trouble. She passed along, and I cared for her. I was her 24/7 caregiver. There were other people coming in to do, you know, ladies' tasks. That wasn't something that I did. But the result of my change is there was a coin. Let's look at one side of the face of the coin and call it the old perspective that I had of the world. My old perspective was I was not measuring up. I had done things in my life that made it impossible for me to redeem myself. And I was kind of shocked that I woke up the next morning and then I thought about my life, and then I was kind of shocked again that I woke up the next morning because I didn't see any reason to keep on going. Because I had never achieved any of these things that I should have achieved, and that I had done things that pushed me to a position where I was not redeemable. Now, this is by my eyes at that time. So why should I keep on, you know, why is there a tomorrow? And then one day there was sort of a shock in my mind. And the shock in my mind was, what if your judgment, what if the first thing that you always say is wrong? What if your first equation, what if the first line of your logic, what if the premise of how you approach this is wrong? And the premise that people in the United States and in many other countries are brought up with is moralism. And that is basically that there's right and wrong, and there are very good reasons to be a certain way and very good reasons not to be another way. And if you are the way you're not supposed to be, that's pretty hard. And then, in addition to that, there are all these things that you're supposed to achieve in life. And if you not only have not achieved those things in life, but you have also fallen to the dark side, that's like the end. I mean, there's no reason to continue going on. But there's another, that's a description of how to look at the experience one has in society. That's the dark side and the light side. That's the good versus evil paradigm. the other paradigm is one that was created in my mind by being introduced to the Sufi sage Rumi. And Rumi said, and this is an encapsulation of what he said, is out beyond the notions of right doing and wrong doing, there's a field. And what that meant to me was when I encountered this in 2005, when I had my nervous breakdown, was that's interesting. There's a way to look at things not within the system of good and bad. But I didn't study that. I didn't become a Sufi. I didn't go make it my life's work. I didn't become a monk and study Rumi's philosophy. I didn't go become a monk and become a Sufi, a follower of Sufism. I did not do that. But I was still introduced to this concept. And that was the point. The point was is that I was introduced to the concept. So instead of the moralistic judgmental system, the system through which you pass all of your experience and judge yourself and like or hate yourself, what if all experience comes to you outside of the notions of right doing and wrong doing? It comes to you because you need it. It comes to you because you called it to come to you for your building of your soul. That changes a lot of your perspective. So with that introduction, I was lying there on an apartment floor reviewing my life once again, and this little almost joking, J-O-K-I-N-G, not choking, joking, little thing said, in the back of my mind said, what if it's not light and dark? What if it's all light? And that was just like, you know, having a mouthful of liquid. But it was literally my soul having a mouthful of liquid and all of a sudden being startled and spitting it out and having it come out my nose and my eyeballs and my ears and my fingertips and the ends of my toes and just leave every pore of my body in a stream. Because it was such a shockingly counter, I'm not going to say counterintuitive, it's the opposite of extreme of how I'd been thinking, but I had been so committed to the moralistic framework that even though I had been introduced to the concept, I had never really considered beyond, oh, that's interesting, maybe that works somehow. I had never really said, well, here's how that would apply to your life. But all of a sudden, I'm in this situation, and I'm doing this mathematical review of my life every day, or however many days it takes for me to review my entire life, come back to the same conclusion. Okay, this isn't going forward. You know, why did this next day happen? And then, for some reason, and I don't know why it happened on the particular day it happened, my mind, instead of going back through the loop, said, what about the assumption on the loop? Instead of it being this way, why can't we try it this way? Which I hadn't even, you know, it's like going doing equations on a page of paper. And I said, no, let's put the paper down and look back at the book and see what your basic assumptions are. Let's reconsider my basic assumptions. And so I reconsidered my basic assumptions. And what I found and how I live now, which is drastically different, is I live a life of accepting what comes to me as what my soul needs in order to grow. And since it's what my soul needs in order to grow, my soul created it for its consumption. And since it's the absolute next brick that I need in order to put a wing into the foundation of my soul, it is the best possible next event that could happen without exception every second of every single day. And this is why I wanted to make this show, because everyone is in the same universe, or everyone is in a universe that they're creating for their own building of their own soul. The next event that comes to them is created by their soul for their empowerment. Mine, yours, your neighbors, every single person, plant, rock, drop of water, etc., etc., is in what Doug Graham calls a winfinity. Now, some systems of religion have other words for what I believe we are in. If everything is the best possible next thing that can happen for your building of your soul, always and without exception, you're in heaven. You're in nirvana. You're in bliss. Eastern in Indian cultures call this Sat Chid Ananda. But unlike the framework that's sold to the moral society, where those things are only possible if you follow the moral code, I believe that the moral code applies conditional love. Oh, you're supposed to love that, but you're not supposed to love that. You're supposed to live this part of your life, but you're not supposed to love that part of your life. To the whole product that you're actually receiving, so that you're running away from part of the growth experience and hating part of the growth experience. So, conditional love, or the moral society, or standard religion, or government, is or are the originators of hate of self, the originators of judgment. The originators of divide and conquer, the originators of taking a whole and cutting it down middle, which is another word for that is ruling. Another word for that is government, which means governing the mind, which is mind control. And this is about not liking part of yourself. And not liking part of yourself is mental illness. Liking all of yourself or loving all of yourself is to be at peace. It is bliss to love all of yourself, regardless of what is coming, because we are all different shades of all different things. Now, some things come to you, quote unquote, when you're younger. And in soul time, younger means very, very long period of time when you're doing certain things. But then you build up a certain educational framework and you understand that you don't need to do those things, and you understand for yourself, not for somebody else telling you what's good or bad, but you understand for yourself when you're born, this is not something I should do, and this is something that I'm working on, etc., etc. So, to accept everything as it comes, as the experience that you need, is unconditional love. And to look at other people as they are, doing what they're doing, with the same unconditional love, you might have, hey, I need to do something about this person, but I still see clearly that that's what they need to be doing. I can't change them. That's where they are in their life. But I need to distance myself from them or something, or their ability to cause A, B, and C needs to be removed or something like that. So after the break, I'm going to be back and continue this. The break is going to be about 8 minutes long. And please call if you want to talk about this. The number is 646-564-9714. And the song that I'm going to play is a great song by Dave the Bard called Green and Gray.
The 1st of May, a man in black came walking into a wooden glade, following the sounds of pipes on this beautiful spring day, high from the music that they made. But what beheld him within that place? A look of recognition fell across his face. Oh Lucifer, oh Lucifer, why do you appear to me? For I am a man of God, a priest. I'm no devil. Black, no white, priest, hear what I say. priest said all evil comes from your hand. The piper said if evil is where it lies in the hearts of man. But you lead us, oh you tempt us, to rape, to steal, to kill. The piper said whatever happened to free will. Then the grove lay empty, the priest told no one. The blossom lay upon the thorn and the piper's tune was done. And in the sunlit forest, the animals they bowed as the piper laid his goddess down. For I'm no devil, I'm fallen.
Tune in to International Pagan Radio. You can hear your favorite artists such as Dave the Bard, Tuatha Dea, Spiral Rhythm, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and many, many more. Join us for exciting shows like Ask a Witch and Storytime with Rook as well. www.internationalpaganradio.com on the net or on TuneIn Radio on your mobile devices. Join us on Facebook and Twitter too. International Pagan Radio, all pagan, all the time.
Welcome back to an emerging forest on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We hope everyone was able to stretch their legs and get a drink. And now, back to Alan.
Thank you for rejoining me after the break. This is Alan Ritter on another episode of An Emerging Forest. And this week we're talking about the value of experience, the emotional devastation and self-judgment that one can find if one is having an experience that's outside of the mainstream, if you're not measuring up, if you're experiencing things that are seen as being dark, evil, if you hate yourself, and in the first half hour of the program, I believe and I hope that I allowed you to see a framework whereby you can understand that experience that you have is experience that you need, that you're able to take on, because your soul needs it, soul made it, And so it is a brick for the foundation of what comes next, which is creating a more mature, more robust soul. And from my perspective, this is not something that happens in a single lifetime. It is not something that happens in many lifetimes. It is something that happens in an incredible number of, in a number of lifetimes that is not comprehensible. And that is why we do this over and over and over and over again, so that we can receive that experience. And that is why we wake from, quote unquote, the rest period, the light out period, the death period, having no memory of what came before. Because if you did, it would be kind of hard. Because it would be too much, and you want to focus and you want to work in one area and you want to receive in one area, or you want to receive you want to receive in a less aware state. What I'm trying to do with this program is I'm trying to help you. If you are out there and it's the holiday time, mashed together Halloween, Thanksgiving, then Christmas, then New Year's, then it's cold and it's depressing, to say the least. That time period is especially hard on people whose minds, whose perspectives, whose judgmental system still works within the system of hate, aka the system of morals. Your hate part of yourself, which is kind of, you know, divide and conquer. It's kind of silly, but until you look at it. It makes sense until you look at it. I should hate my small finger. Why? What did my small finger do to me? I should hate all these events in my life. Why? Well, because they're morally wrong. You should need to hate them. That's not unconditional love. That's not acceptance of building blocks for yourself. Now, you might not go forward and do those same things again, but that's expressly because you have past experience and you understand it. You came into this life with that past build. You don't need to do those things again. So I'm not talking about people who go run around doing all kinds of whack out things. Talking about people who are mature to the point where they know that they know what to do and what not to do. They know how to handle themselves, but it's not because someone is telling them. It's not because there's an external, you know, do this, thou shalt not, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's internal. It's a robust knowledge base. It's not a knowledge base on one side of one sheet of paper. If you want to call during the time that this program is on to speak to me, to be on the air, or to listen, the number to call is 646-564-9714. That number again is 646-564-9714. To contact me personally, my email address is ritter.alan88@gmail.com. Again, that's ritter.alan88@gmail.com. To talk about this program, to talk about schedule a telephone conversation about this topic or any other topic, to talk about you being on the program in the future. Talk about your story and why you want to tell your story, your cause and why you want to talk about your cause. I've supported many causes. I support art. I've supported artists, many, many different types of people. Because if you are outside of the framework and you're trying to learn a skill, you don't have someone who's interviewing you and putting up a video on YouTube with the audio stream, which is what I do after this program is recorded. I will take the cover photo from Facebook, put it on the front of a video, and there will be this audio stream for people to listen to. I do that for every single show that I get to. Because I support people who don't have that type of the capability to do that. They don't have, they are doing art outside of the framework of society. They don't have a school. They don't have people pounding the desk for them and saying, this is a great person. So you have to make it happen for yourself. And I make it, I try to contribute my time to make it happen for you, make it happen for your friend, whomever. A step on the ladder, a brick of your creation. So within the moral society, you can receive the next event, and it can be devastating, or it can be awesome. You can either receive an end to yourself, or you can receive massively good news, but you're always waiting in trepidation for the next thing to come through the door. Is that realistic? I don't think that's realistic. I think you're building a large coping mechanism. The next thing that comes through the door is the next thing that you need to be working on, and the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. So I don't think that you're sitting there waiting with stress. You don't acknowledge it as stress, but if you're moralistic, you're waiting all stressed out. The phone rings, and you don't know whether it's good news or bad news. Within the universe of unconditional love, which is the one I'm trying to give you a framework of to help you with your eyeballs and help you with your perspective, every time the phone rings, every time there's a knock on the door, every time you get an email, it's the best thing that could possibly happen. It might be the same event, and it might be the same positive old framework event or the same negative old framework event. But if you live within the perspective of unconditional love, you know it's all good. So what I want to do now is I want to summarize what I just talked about in the time that I have remaining, which is approximately 10 minutes. It's a little less than 10 minutes, but let me try to summarize it in a nutshell. Conditional love, moralism, fashionable guidance as to how to live your life, things that can change from, oh, this is good and this is bad, to flipping it over, this is bad and this is good, about the same thing, is a way to rule, it is a way to hate yourself, but it is not fixed. It is always in motion. Laws are always changing. Fashions of what is moralistic now change over decades and over a century. That is not a fixed set of morals. It's a contradictory set of morals. It's how you go along living your life one way, and all of a sudden things change. For one, it's a system whereby you hate yourself, or you hate part of yourself. And that hating part of your overall makeup and that's, you don't need to do those things, but you need to understand why they exist, why they are not productive, and you need to understand them by doing. So you do them, you see from the inside what they accomplish, and you can proceed based on firm experimental experience to have your soul the next lifetime or 20 lifetimes later have a firm grasp versus someone who's got morals that are the lines and the guide rules of these morals is fluctuating all over the place. You never know what the map is. No, you have your own map. And you got it the hard way. Got it the right way. Got it by loving all experience, and all experience is for your own education and the individual, the whole individual, the whole individual, the whole individual that comes out the other side doesn't participate in certain things because they know the causation, but they know them inside. You don't know them by reading a book or by, the whole e-Bible means it's experience that has holes in it. Whereas being able to see that comes to you what you need, and it's going to take a long time to amass the experience that you need. And you need to do your best to love where you are and who you are, how you're operating, and not be comparing yourself to something that you can't be. Because if you're over yonder working on something and you have it in your mind that you need to be achieving A, B, and C and you can't be there for A, B, and C, you're going to be pretty devastated. So you have to say, where are my feet? That's where my feet should be. If you can't get to A, B, and C, so I can't be upset. I'm not getting to deal with A, B, and C because I'm not meant to be there. It's impossible for me to be the person that I can't be. Maybe I'll be that person sometime, but I can't be that person now. So I have to take pride in doing what my chores are, where my feet are. Be it within the judgmental society, being that a good place or being that a bad place. Being that something where you're able to check all the boxes of social success, or being that someplace where you are very displeased with who you are. I hope that this program has given you a little bit of a change in perspective, that you should take great pride and you should actually love who you are. Because the event that comes tomorrow, the event that comes 5 seconds from now, is not the event that's going to put you over into doing A, B, and C, or being that success. It's the event that is your personal success. And your personal success is where you are. This society is about divide and conquer. And it is very good at it. But it is also about presenting you with riddles of who you are and how this place functions. And once you say, oh, this isn't just experience, and this isn't just I'm a bad person, this is actually appreciating what channel I'm on. I'm not on the channel over there, I'm on this channel that's my channel. You're on Bob's channel. You're on Jerry's channel. You're on Anita's channel. Because you're not somebody else. You're yourself. Be yourself. Be happy. Be overjoyed with your next instant. Because your next instant is a valuable, invaluable, priceless event that is being brought to you by your soul to build a better version of yourself, which happens as a result of receiving that information, that event. And you can't just receive information, hi, I read a book. That's not the fidelity of the experience that is required. Fidelity of the experience that's required is to have it in the body. Have it come to you as a rider in a body, as a soul having an experience in a body. Thank you so much for listening to this program. This is the December 1st, 2019 edition of An Emerging Forest. My name is Alan Ritter. My email address is ritter@gmail.com. Please email me to get in touch about being on future programs. Please email me if you want to talk about this program, how it affects you. If you're having an issue with your mental state and I'm the only person that you can reach out to me. Reach out to others first. Reach out to people who know you, but know that what you're going through is what your soul is creating for yourself. And it might taste like, it might taste really, really bad, but that's because you've been taught that it's bad. It's not bad. You're making it for yourself. So it's really good. Even though it really tastes bad. Have a great week, and I'll see you next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.